I too extend a welcome to you and a greetings in the name of the one who makes this possible. There's a reason that we gather to worship today. And that reason we gather to worship is so intricately connected to the thoughts of our weekend. They can't be separated. I extend a broader welcome to each person in this group. Brother Steve mentioned briefly the passing of time and some of the backdrop to what brings us to today. And it's interesting and fascinating to think back across those years. And there are many of us here that are newcomers to this group. In a way, if you consider the first four families at Calvary, the originals, all the rest of us are newcomers. So I extend a welcome to each one of you to be a part of this service, whether you have just recently entered our doors or whether you have been here many years. With growth comes some excitement, but also brings with it added responsibility. And this is the first time that I know of that we've gathered in this way and have had an image to the size of our group. So perhaps if your ministry are sitting here tonight with mixed feelings, you can understand why. Before I go into my devotional thoughts, I want to share briefly for those of you who helped us have a street meeting in Cumberland a couple weeks ago. This past week, I met up with the downtown manager on another reason, and before our conversation could begin, he wanted to express his appreciation to our evening there. And he told me this, he said, "I went away from that with renewed hope for humanity." So praise God if our witness, if our worship is causing others around to have hope. Because then we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. Because we represent true hope. There is no hope outside us. He said it's good to see folks holding to standards. He said it was good to see the camaraderie in your group. And the children. And the thank yous that he heard from the ice cream he bought them. I don't share that to make us feel proud within ourselves, but I share that simply to encourage us each. You know, we fully understand that the call to follow in New Testament obedience causes us to live counterculture. That is not a new concept to us. But how refreshing it is to hear commendation from one who doesn't share those same values and yet can see Jesus work in our lives. For devotional thought, turn to John 12:31. To begin our thoughts here, I mentioned that the reason we worship today is intricately connected to our theme here, and that is that today is a commemoration of the resurrection. And Brother Steve mentioned that this morning in his thoughts out of Romans 6, but I'd like to just take those thoughts a little further. John 12 Verse 23, "And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. This is the resurrection." Verse 25, "He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that keepeth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also my servant, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say, Father? Save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Freedom from myself is when I come forth from that corn of wheat. See, if I am bound up inside a corn of wheat tonight, I am not free. But Jesus taught here and went on to teach with his very life that for us to find true freedom, the corn of wheat must go in the ground and die so that it can bring forth much fruit. And he went on with his physical life and died, was buried in the tomb, and came forth so that he could bring forth much fruit. You see, true freedom is when we come forth from that kernel of wheat. Turn to Romans 6. These thoughts are expounded on in Romans 6, verse 3, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death, the planting of the kernel in the ground? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe also that we shall also live with him. You see, freedom comes through that resurrection. But that means that for freedom to come to us, there must be a dying and a death before that kernel can bring forth life. And today, we're worshiping here to commemorate that life coming forth. That's why we worship on Sunday, to commemorate that. And so within the very aspect that we worship today is a key to what Brother Steve has been teaching us. Romans 8, verse 11 says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. The resurrection. If the spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in me, I will be free. Turn to Colossians 3. Colossians 3, if ye then be risen with Christ, if ye then are set free from that kernel of wheat, if ye then have died and new life has come forth, if the Spirit that raised up Jesus dwell in you, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. You see, after that experience happens, we are free to seek those things. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members, which are upon the earth. This is the dying, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, have put on, have come forth, has grown out of, has developed. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. We could read on and on. But the fact of the resurrection, the fact of the death and the dying and the coming forth so that we can be free is so real. And we must know it if we want to walk free of ourselves, as Brother Steve taught us this morning. That must be a reality. That must be a reality. You see, where there is no racial, where there is no racism, where there is no neither Greek nor Jew. Why? Because we understand that we were each a kernel that must be placed in the ground to come forth. So there is no racism. There is no difference between the circumcision or the uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things above. Philippians 2. Philippians 2. But what things were, verse 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. You see, when we have attained unto the resurrection of the dead, we are free indeed. But Paul notes here that we must understand the fellowship of his sufferings. We must understand the dying that Jesus went through. And we must connect with those thoughts. As we see him suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane, having to choose not my will but thy will. And that is a real place for every believer. We must come to the place where we choose not my will but thy will be done. Being made conformable unto his death. Allowing ourselves to die. Allowing those bondages in our lives to die. You know, I've found for myself that when there's a besetting sin that revives in my life, it's because I love it. It's because I love it. I really do. But when God can bring repentance into my life so that I hate it, then I become free. And so we need to be made conformable unto his death, being willing to allow that dying, death and dying to occur within our spiritual man so that then we can know what new life is. And so that that power can flow through us and enable us to live free indeed. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that we can come together and worship you. Thank you, Father, that we can sing songs of praise and worship. We can look into your word. We can pray to you and that our hearts could be moved by your Spirit. Oh, Father, if we go from this weekend and your Spirit hasn't worked a work in our lives, we have wasted time. But, oh God, I believe it's the cry that goes up from here. That would not be the case, but that rather we would come to know the freedom that you desire for mankind. That we would come to know the death and dying and the resurrection in our lives that you desire. Oh God, that we could have that hope to offer to those that look on. Hope for the hopeless. But Father, it behooves me. It behooves us that we would open our hearts to your word under the sound of preaching this evening. Open our hearts up to the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Oh God, that you could soften our hearts and speak to us. Because it's in places like this, it's in worship like this, that lives are changed, that freedom is found, and that Satan is bound. So I commit this service to you. Pray especially for Brother Steve, that you would anoint him with your Spirit, that you would give him clearness of mind and thoughts. You would give him understanding of your word. That you would be able to expound to us the truth that you know we stand in need of. Bless us. Help us to go forth from this place, giving you honor and glory, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.